My name is Indigo D'Souza, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're taking you back to the garden today. Happy Friday.
La 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 la.
Today will be a Slowpulp episode covering their concert that they played all the way back in like October.
This is from the archives.
This is an archive moment. Yeah. A recent archive, but one nonetheless. It so happened that we haven't had the chance to cover this concert up until now, but I attended back in October. I went on a little bit of a solo journey to the Pearl.
It was at the Pearl?
Yeah.
Weird.
I think
okay,
the Pearl
random
had,
venue.
The Pearl had just been rebranded
yeah.
as the Pearl.
The Pearl is like a new space. It's on Granville Street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I only ever see like techno DJ type things.
Yeah,
happening there,
there's frequently like a Dolly Disco there, it seems.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was at the Pearl. I'd never been before.
Yeah.
And I kind of just camped out on like one of the upper balconies and I had an awesome, awesome time. So we're just going to be talking about Slowpulp, playing a little bit of their music. And without further ado, I think we're just going to play some more. We're going to get right into it. You just listened to Falling Apart off their debut album, Movies, but it's Movies spelt silly, like M-O-V-E-Y-S. So that's goofy.
Movie.
Movie?
I mean, no, I think it's probably pronounced movie as well,
right?
But in my mind...
Like
I want to say movie.
Right?
But.
And you're now going to listen to Slugs off of their most recent album, Yard,
yes.
as well as Do You Feel It, which is off of like a single release or like an EP, Big Day.
Yeah. May I just say though, Slowpulp feels like the vibe of this morning. Like even just that name for a band and given the sound of their music
yeah.
feels very fitting. Like a nice like slow pulp.
A slow, like I feel like I am moving slowly and also through pulp.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm like wading through it and that can be a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like I'm imagining orange juice pulp and I'm like, it's kind of like...
Are you a pulp person?
I like pulp. I have my juice with pulp, yeah.
I will say I don't enjoy.
You don't enjoy.
It's a textural thing. Like, yeah. I am not going to enjoy a pulp. If it's there, I guess I'll have it. Yeah. But, like, it's in your teeth.
I mean,
maybe this is, like, a bias I have from being, like, 7 years old. Maybe yeah. I need to give pulp another chance.
I just feel like when I go to the store and I buy orange juice, I'm not, like, hunting for the no pulp brand. But I also sometimes see things that say extra pulp, and I'm like, now, why do we need that?
Because,
like,
at that point, it's a smoothie.
Well, at that point, I'm just like, that's, like, odd. Like, just give me, like, the actual thing. Like, give me the product as it should be, as God intended.
With, like, a decent amount of pulp, but let's not be, like, doing too much. Yeah, let's not be, like, juicing extra. The pulp out of the orange.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that's fine, yeah. Anyways, without further ado, do more slow pulp. Yeah.
Here is Slugs, and Do You Feel It? Enjoy. Yeah.
Thank you. at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I'm Sam, and you are listening to Back to the Garden.
Back to the Garden, slow pulp episode. Yeah. We're having a slow and pulpy day.
We are.
Slow pulp.
I feel like a mid-February morning, like what more can we ask for? I mean, before we get into slow pulp, shout out. Happy birthday, Molly.
Oh, thank
Molly's
you.
Birthday was this week. And
happy birthday month to both of us. We're both Aquarius divas, if that means anything to anyone listening at home.
Yeah.
We got a February 1st across from me right now. I'm a February 12th. It's been a crazy, crazy time.
It's been an insane time, in and out of the stew,
In and out of the stew, all around Vancouver. We've been up to nothing good, nothing holy.
Yeah.
Everything crazy.
Everything crazy and insane. But today we're having a slow pulp day.
We're taking it easy. It feels nice.
It feels really good. And on a beautiful day like today, the sun is out. It finally feels like springtime, which was bothering me the last few weeks when I've been like, it's only February. How can this be? And now I'm leaning into it. Now I'm like
I'm not going to leave the house with a coat. I'm going to be a jeans and a sweater diva.
No, like,
and that's it.
My favorite time of year is also that, like, I think like April to June in Vancouver when the weather's nice when you wake up. It's like warm and crisp and you like bike somewhere and you know I see the ocean and I'm like I basically live in California and it's Canada and it's beautiful and amazing and I'm starting to feel that pulp is the vibe.
We're slowly moving through that pulp in the spring weather, in the early spring. It's a slow early spring.
Yeah, there's a poem in that too, so we're moving through that pulp for sure. But let's talk about the show a bit. I was not in attendance. Molly went alone.
Yes.
What day was it again? It was October.
Like,
or was it November? I feel like
we're gonna kind of find that out right now.
Yeah.
Slow Pulp was gonna be on October 13th.
October 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
It was a crazy time. I remember it kind of just crept up on me, and it was suddenly like I remember it was a rainy Friday. I was going through something crazy at the time. I know that for certain. And I kind of like trudged there alone. Had to drag myself out of bed, trudge there, and I remember afterwards like running through downtown Vancouver to get to my bus, and it was raining and I had no coat.
Yeah.
But it was really therapeutic, I will say. Like, it was a very, I feel like I'm not opposed to an alone concert, like going to a concert alone.
No, me neither.
It just doesn't happen that often because I feel like all the concerts we're going to, you and me as well as 20 other people just happen to be going to them as well. Like,
totally.
It's not like we plan that.
Yeah.
But I did, this was a really nice, like, I had a very nice time by myself.
Yeah.
I set up shop on the balcony and I was kind of there just to vibe. It was lovely.
That sounds beautiful.
I will say the front woman, Emily, I believe is her name.
Yeah.
She put on a lovely show. It was her birthday.
Wow, on October 13th.
On October 13th.
That's crazy.
And she put on a great show. I remember I was very like fixated on, she had this cool like knitted sweater and I had just begun to crochet, so I was admiring her little knitted fit. They brought out a cake for her. It was all
around. Oh my god, okay, that's really fun actually.
It was a really fun time.
That does not happen very often at a concert. They bring out a cake. Did they like throw it in the crowd, or was that, I mean, given their music, I imagine it was not like throw cake in audience type vibe.
It was like a surprise during the encore. They like brought out a cake for her and like flowers, and then it was like a cute moment. And
nice.
I had this like bird's eye view situation because it was a balcony that was like at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
It was like a wraparound like U shape.
Oh, cool.
So like I was in the left front corner and I had this bird's eye view. I could see like friends beneath me, like
right.
in the crowd. But I was just like like sitting up there. Yeah. It was lovely.
That's awesome. Honestly, I have to also say there is something about a rainy October solo concert I do love, because last year that's when I went to see Spacey Jane alone at the Rickshaw. Same thing, it was pouring rain. I like Ubered there and back because I was like, I'm crawling out of bed to go to this. I bought my ticket for some reason, just one, and I'm gonna go. And same thing, you just kind of get to observe. And I'm like, I love this band, I love this music, but I have no like politics here. I can just like do my thing.
It was chill. Like, I definitely got more into them like later in October after this show. Because it was just a fun time. But I went there and I was kind of like, I have no stake in this game. I'm just here to have a good time. And like, I'll go, I'll leave. It'll be a great night. It'll be chill. I was in bed by maybe 10.
It's gorgeous. Wow. Yeah.
So it was good. I would rate it highly. I will say they are coming to Vancouver to open for like the Postal Service with Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, no way.
At the Doug Mitchell Arena.
Whoa. Okay. That's
so
kind of fun.
They're opening there, which is like a pretty big venue.
That is a big venue. Maybe go see them again.
If you're a fan of any of that.
I love Death Cab for Cutie. What's that one song they have? I've been listening to it a lot, actually.
We got some Death Cab for Cutie the lineup today. Yeah. But yeah, overall, awesome show on October 13th, which feels like many moons ago now. And I think with that, we should probably play some more lovely music.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we've got At Home, which is just a single of theirs from 2018, lined up for you, as well as two songs off of Movies. We've got New Horse, which is one of the more popular ones, as well as Trade It. A bunch of really fun songs. And we do hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
Slow Pulp.
Thank you. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
The Association of Canadian Archivists Student Chapter at UBC is happy to announce their 15th annual student-led conference, taking place on February 16th, with the theme Archives and the Environment, Land, Colonialism, and the Climate Crisis. This virtual event will reflect and discuss the responsibility of the archivist in the time of climate crisis, and how archival records play into reparative justice for colonial brutalities. This is free to attend for students, and registration can be found at www.acasymposium.arts.ubc.ca. No matter where you are on February 16th, virtually join this vital student-led conference happening from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. PST.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're doing Slow Pulp today on Back to the Garden. You just listened to three awesome songs, At Home, New Horse, and Trade It, all by Slow Pulp, off of a single release and as well as their first full-length album, Movies. And I think we're going to play two more songs for you, and then we're going to get into the adjacents portion.
Yeah. What was our name? The Forebearers?
The Forebearers portion. Yeah. The songs that are slow pulp-ish, but are not actually slow pulp.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. The adjacents. Yeah.
So without further ado, here is Broadview and Yard off of their most recent album, Yard.
Yeah.
And we'll chat with you very soon. We hope you enjoy these.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun.
Thank you. let you know that I cared that much. Tell my sister that she's good enough for me. I'm selfish. I've been selfish. I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I've been selfish. I'm selfish.
Hello, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just listened to Broadview as well as Yard off of Slowpulp's album Yard. Today we're covering the concert that they played back in like October 13th. And we've got to the portion of the show where we just play some music that either inspired their like most recent record in this case, or I think sounds like them, is like adjacent to them in some capacity. We're starting off with a song by Beethoven because they opened for Slowpulp as well as Indigo D'Souza, who we also saw.
Who we saw and interviewed and had a show about in early January.
Yes.
That was our first show back in the new year.
Yes.
But we love Beethoven.
Beethoven's
gorgeous.
Lovely.
They were so sweet. I think I like met the band also at that show.
I think we bought
something from them.
We butted heads with them in some capacity. Yeah. Like, not butted heads. We
we fought with them,
we brushed shoulders
yes, yeah.
in some capacity with them. They're lovely.
They're complete sweethearts. Yeah, really, really nice. Are they from Vancouver or no? Am I projecting that onto them? Because they've been here twice.
That's a good question. They've been opening for a lot. Oh, no, they're from Hudson, New York.
Okay, cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's cool. That's close to you.
That's close to my hometown, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario.
Shout out.
So yeah, we're going to play a song by Beethoven, Often, as well as 405 by Death Cab for Cutie, because this was cited as directly inspiring their most recent album, and also they are opening for Death Cab for Cutie.
That must be such a big deal for them. If they are like that is the inspiration, and then to then open for that band is very cool.
That's very awesome.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of like Big Thief and Lucinda Williams, like crossover in the summer when like they had Lucinda Williams
open for them. A Lucinda Williams song also inspired, when I was reading about this most recent record, they cited a Lucinda Williams song, and I was like, oh my God. Call back to Big Thief.
Yeah, we saw her twice.
Our doll.
Yeah.
So yeah, a song by Death Cab for Cutie, 405. And then there's some more coming, but I guess I can introduce that later. We'll start off with Often by Beethoven. Enjoy.
There's a way that you are in the back of my car that I'm wanting you to. With your eyes on the road, I'm letting it go, I'm letting you go. I don't take it in, I don't take it out, I don't take anything, but you go. You're alive. stand out, I stand in often. Now this isn't so bad.
people see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. You just listened to Often by Beethoven, 405 by Death Cab for Cutie, and right now this is Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department.
Oh, these I love the Radio Department.
Lovely, right? Yeah.
They do the Marie Antoinette soundtrack.
Oh my gosh.
The Sofia Coppola movie.
Fun facts
yeah.
in the studio.
Fun facts in the studio right now.
These are all songs that they've cited as inspiring their most recent album, Yard, and their songs that we also just love. Like, it's a good tune.
It's great.
And right now, what just came on is I Feel Alive by Tops. The band loves Tops.
We love
They're also
I love
Canadian.
Tops is Canadian? I thought they were Australian.
Am I speaking out of turn?
I don't know.
I swear they're Canadian. Yeah, they're from Montreal.
Whoa, okay. Wait, so, that's awesome. Go Tops, because I love them.
Me too. Yeah. And I feel alive with yeah. this lovely Tops tune.
Me too. Let's keep the good times rolling. Yeah. What do we have up in the queue, Molly?
We got How can you live if you can't... Whoa. 1 second. It's like the full title is not even coming up. How can you live if you can't love? How can you if you do? By Wednesday.
Oh, it's very Wednesday
yes.
of them to make it really long song title. Love
like
it.
The longest title ever. Yeah. This is just a song that I think like sounds a lot like Slow Pulp. Like their sound is quite similar in yeah. like a nice complimentary way.
Totally. I mean, it's a Slow Pulp morning. We're capturing the vibe of Slow Pulp now. And
we're going slow through that pulp.
Yeah. And then say. What do we have up after that?
We have Hot and Heavy by Lucy Digges because we want to.
Yeah, I was listening to it on the bus today, and I came into the studio, and I was like, we need to play it on air, because I had a moment with it on the bus. I was like dissociating with my headphones on, and I was like, wow, this song is so much better than I remember it being since the last time I heard it.
So. And we're moving slowly through that pulp.
Yeah.
Hot and Heavy,
yeah, exactly.
Slow and Pulpy,
yeah.
et cetera, et cetera. We're going to yeah. finish the hour off with Cramps by Slow Pulp as well.
Yeah.
Full Circle Moment. kind of enjoy what's going on right now, enjoy what's going to play soon. Lovely chatting with you. We'll chat in a bit.
Trying to remember when I'm in your arms, I can finally surrender. I feel alive. Look in your eyes. I feel alive. Look in your eyes. Look in your eyes. Look in your
me all the questions that your parents wouldn't answer. How could I? You want to you love.